Some people really love the Advent season because they want to be joyful, they want to anticipate, and they want to prepare themselves for the joyful celebration of Christmas. And that is wonderful and nice. But oftentimes, the Advent season was a very busy time for me as a parish priest, because we would constantly be called out to hear confessions at different Advent penance services in English, in Vietnamese, in Spanish. And so we would always be on the run and to prepare for all of the Christmas masses that need to be celebrated. So it was a time that made me very tiring and worrisome because of what needs to be done behind the scene. So many times people think that they just have to go to Mass and that's good enough. But they often forget that how much effort it takes in order for a parish to prepare for the Advent and the Christmas seasons itself. That oftentimes this season of Advent just become a blur for us. But now I'm in the military. I don't have to worry at much anymore. Yes, I still have to worry about setting up the chapel and preparing for all those things, but not like a parish priest in the past. However, it makes me question a lot of things in my life. Being far away from family, from my loved one, from my usual support system, it have given me a lot of times to reflect and to ask questions about who am I as a priest and who am I as a military chaplain. And as I was praying through all of this and preparing myself for the Christmas seasons, the one memory, the one person, the one example that kept popping up in my own prayer time had been my paternal grandmother. She was a blind, uneducated, poor, and unknown woman in the eyes of the world. But she had left me such a big impact in my own life of faith, in my own life as a Vietnamese, as a my own life as a Catholic and as a priest, that she changed me who I am. Even though she was insignificant in the eyes of the world, she was that example of faith for me. And that I reflect upon the second virtue that the church want to teach or want to invite us to live for this second Sunday of Advent, the virtue of faith. I think of my own grandmother who taught me how to live faith. Faith in how she chose to be faithful to God, faith in how she chose to love others, faith in how she chose to seek simplicity and seek joy in a very hard time. As many of you have heard in the past, I grew up very poor in Vietnam after the war. There was a time I had to live with my own grandparents because my mother and my father were too poor to take care of my brother and I. And living at that time, we didn't have a lot. We didn't eat meat a lot, only on like holy days, on high days or so. So we had very little. And on top of me living with them, there were three cousins that live in the same household, a very small house, because their dad was that first generation of both people trying to escape Vietnam, and their mom had already moved on to a new life, right? So my grandparents ended up taking care of them, an aunt, as well as both of them in a very small house. We have very little means, and every time we cook something, it's what mostly vegetable, and if it's meat, they season the meat with a lot of fish sauce or a lot of salt so that it becomes salty, so we can eat more rice or more things that fill our stomach up. So we have very little means. But one thing that my grandmother always done week in and week out that left a big impact on me, even though we had little, She saved the little that we have so that on Sunday, when we go to Mass on Sunday or Holy Day, so she would hire a poor gentleman who lived close to us, who was a sit-low driver. So it was basically a tricycle with a bucket in front. And so you would sit in that bucket and they would drive you to, or ride you to Mass, per se. My grandmother didn't have to do that, but she did that in order so to share the little that she had with this guy who had to take care of his family, who was poor. His children called her grandma, and all the kids in our neighborhood call her grandma, because even though she had very little, she would always be attentive to the people around her. She had that grandmotherly, motherly love to those who had less than her. And she tried her best to take care of those around her. And I even remember that during New Year or so, she would save a little bit more money in order to get some fruits and ask me as a child to bring it over to his house so that he would have something to celebrate with his children. My grandmother was that attentive to the small little things. She was the example of Saint Martha, who loved in faith and in actions for me. Faith for her was something that nourished her, that continued to give her life, even when life was challenging, even when life was hard, even when life was dark for her. When she lost her vision, I cannot even imagine how hard it was for her to come to terms with that. But she took that with grace. She took that with love, and she allowed herself to continue to be nourished in the faith. And as a child, I always remember that I would have to take my grandmother to church. I was her escort. I was her attendant. Even as a child, I didn't like it that much, because that mean that I have to stay by her side all the time. But she would always teach me how to pray as I sit close to her. There were times that I dozed off in church, of course, as a child. I'm not gonna lie, I dozed off in church, and even at our family prayer time, I would doze off or sleep because they were late. But my grandmother gently notch me, or make me stay awake, or help me stay awake. My grandmother was that kind, that gentle, that persistent, but that personal example of faith for me. As we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent today, the church asks us to reflect upon our faith and how that faith can be living out in words and actions. I always love the rite of initiation for adults who want to be Catholic. The first few questions really are impactful. The priest would ask the candidate or the person who want to become Catholics this first question: what do you ask of the church? The person would say, faith. Then the priest would then ask, what does faith afford you? The person said, eternal life. Faith affords us eternal life, my brothers and sisters, not just to make our life here on earth somehow better, rich, or wonderful, nicely done, and rosy. That's it, the false prosperity gospel and very materialistic understanding of life and of faith. Life affords us eternal life. Faith help us to be focused on eternal life, transcend our heart, and unite our heart to the love of God who has been faithful to us, so that we transform our way of life and conform ourselves in words and action to love Him with everything we have. Today, when we hear in the gospel reading, as well in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we're called, just like Saint John the Baptist, to prepare the way of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we must prepare the way of the Lord may straight his paths. Lead people to him by what? By we ourselves going to him first and foremost. There are days that I ask myself a lot of questions nowadays at a military chaplain, especially when I see that we have a lot of service members who don't have any faith, don't have any religion, don't have any spirituality, don't have any knowledge of God or anything higher than themselves at all. It makes me worry a lot too, that sometimes I see a mass attendance not as well as I hope for it to be, right? But I'm constantly reminded that it's not about me. I must make straight his path and prepare the way of the Lord, beginning with me. I cannot change other people. I cannot force other people to come to know him or love him. But I should know him and love him with everything that I have. Faith needs to change me first, so that I prepare my paths, my way, my life to him. So whatever are our obstacles right now, whether it's our own humanity, whether it's the external factors, whatever going on around us right now, let us remove those obstacles with his grace, with humility, with love, with persistence, so that we remove those obstacles and make straight the path, so that we can prepare the way of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, don't give up hope, and let our faith lead us toward God and deepen our love for him. And hopefully, through that love, other people can see our faith being radiated through our words or actions. My grandmother was an uneducated, blind, poor, unknown woman in the eyes of the world, but she was my example of faith. And I hope you take some time to be grateful for those examples of faith in your own life too, so that we know that just as those who have been faithful to the Lord and have instilled great love in our life, we can learn from them, emulate, imitate, and allow the love of the Lord to be living in our life, just that it had changed theirs.